This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Gralat, the Dean of the College of International Studies at the University of Oklahoma. My next guest this half hour is Iqbal Taiba. He was born in Pakistan, but came to the University of Oklahoma after high school to earn a degree in construction engineering management in the College of Architecture. His career path did an about-face, and he became an actor. Throughout the 90s, he appeared in supporting roles on shows like ER and The West Wing.
Your frustration, Mr. President, is because you can no longer control us with the threat of economic sanctions.
My frustration, Mr. Ambassador, is that both you and the Pakistanis have nuclear weapons and a tendency to get cranky.
India must and will be a nuclear power, Mr. President. That way, we'll never be dictated to again.
But his big break came in 2009 when he was cast as Principal Figgins on the Fox Network's hit show Glee. Here he is in a scene opposite Matthew Morrison's character, Will Schuster, in the musical comedy's pilot episode.
I'd like to take over Glee Club.
You want to captain the Titanic too?
I think I can make it great again. There is no joy in these kids. They feel invisible. That's why every one of them has a MySpace page.
$60 a month. That's what I need to keep this program up.
And you expect me to pay it?
I'm certainly not going to pay for it. We're not talking about Cheerios here, Will. They were on Fox Sports Net last year. When Glee Club starts bringing that kind of prestige to the school again, you can have all the money you want. Until then, $60 a month, and you've got to use the costumes and props we already have.
Iqbal Taiba, welcome to Worldviews.
Thank you so much.
So I have to start from the very beginning. You came to Norman back in the early 80s from Pakistan. Now, how did that happen? That's a long way to come for college. So what brought you here?
Well, I think it had to do with my dad. He was a big fan of America, and he wanted me to go to America and get an education. And he picked Norman. He said, you know, this looks like a nice little town, you know, and the tuition is the lowest, which was, I think, one of the reasons he picked OU. And there you have it. You know, before I knew it, I was on a plane headed for Oklahoma City.
So searching for the dream, obviously, higher education in the United States. So then you make that big leap, obviously, from home to college, and then you graduate with a degree in construction management. But then you decide to become an actor. You actually come back to the University of Oklahoma, which is so thrilling that you would come back and get a second degree in acting. Now, that seems like it's similar to the big leap from Pakistan to Norman, Oklahoma, that you would switch from construction management to acting. How did that happen?
Well, I mean, since I was a kid, I always wanted to do something different, something that I have a passion for. And in your senior year, you know, we were supposed to do an internship, you know, outside the school with a construction company. And I ended up, you know, I was with these people that I did not have much in common with. You know, they would talk about, you know, steel and all the cement and concrete and God knows what. And there I was sitting going, oh, my God, what what am I doing, you know? And then eventually I said, maybe I should do something else. I mean, it's not that late. I'm still in my 20s, you know. And while I was struggling with that, I used to work in this restaurant, and that restaurant had a happy hour. And in that happy hour, all these OU, mostly OU students would come, you know, with their fake IDs, you know, and trying to, you know, buy a drink. And among those, you know, people was Mary Gregory, and she was a friend of mine. She was in drama school. And she said, hey, Iqbal, why don't you come and see me in a play? I had seen a play in Pakistan, but it was nothing like, you know, what I saw that day. And it was mystical experience. You know, the curtains went up and it was dark, and then the actors came on stage. And this whole experience just, you know, stayed with me. And I said, God, yeah, this is so cool. So I went back and saw another play at Stone Soup Theater Company and made friends with the actors and started to talk about acting and theater. And in the next few months, I started to play with the idea of, you know, becoming an actor. I said, you know, I mean, I don't know how good I am or bad I am, but this is so fascinating. You can't really rationalize it because, you know, it wasn't a rational thing to do to throw away a so-called professional degree where, you know, you can easily get a job,
but it's worked out.
It got into my head, and I said, well, "This is it."
So obviously you've made quite the career for yourself. But you know, our perception anyway might be that Hollywood isn't the most diverse place. It's not an industry that's very diverse. So what's your experience been as a minority, as somebody from South Asia? I mean, you've been described as the most prominent actor in Hollywood from South Asia. I mean, how do you feel about that description that, you know, your background is attached to your prominence? And what has been your experience as somebody from South Asia in that industry?
Well, when I arrived in Los Angeles and when I started to look for an agent, like most actors, I had a hard time finding an agent. You know, it doesn't matter what color, you know, you are, whether you're white, black, Latino, Chinese, you know, it's a tough industry. And I was aware of that. But I was told, you know, by many agents that I don't know, you know, I don't think we can find anything for you, for your type. And they were right in a sense, because at that time there weren't any prominent South Asian or Middle Eastern actors in Hollywood. You wouldn't see very many faces like me on television drama or comedies. And one of the most surprising thing that happened was that I started to book commercials. Now, before I started to do commercials, I was told that that no one is going to hire me to sell a hamburger or a bottle of Coke to mid-America, you know. But once that started to happen, you know, people were hiring me, you know. And so I thought, you know, this is not as bad as people say. People are willing to take chances. So that was a pleasant surprise. However, in from the acting point of view, you know, there weren't very many roles available, meaty roles that an actor, you know, dreams of playing. That wasn't happening. There weren't as many opportunities. And I know I did end up doing a pilot for NBC called Death and Taxes. It was not picked up, and the character was this, you know, Indian nerd. But it introduced me to a major studio. And anytime they had like a smaller, you know, thing for my type, they would, you know, I would go and read for it and compete with other actors. And, you know, a lot of times I would book the job. So as I was there, you know, things were changing and they're still changing. For example, like right now, there are at least 6 or 7 shows I can think of that have South Asian characters, either regular or recurring. You know, Glee was one of them. And then they have, you know, Good Wife, and Lost, you know, had Naveen Andrews. So there are several shows, and that's a huge change from back in 1991 when I arrived on the scene. We still have, you know, ways to go, not just in terms of ethnic variety, but also in terms of gender. I think Hollywood is more sexist than it is racist, especially when it comes to movies. Like, for example, like today, look at the newspaper and look at all the movies that are playing. Now count the number of male roles being played and being offered in those movies, and count the number of female roles. And you would be shocked, absolutely shocked, that it's mostly a male-dominated industry when it comes to movies. Television has come a long way. Television has had wonderful, you know, hit series, you know, like Roseanne or Ellen or these, you know, wonderful women, you know, as leads that people were willing to watch. But it hasn't, you know, not happened in the movies.
Has it translated over? Nope. Yeah. Well, that's an interesting point. I mean, lack of diversity is not just racial, indeed. Well, so before we go, I'd like to ask how are you received back at home? Your family back in Karachi? I assume they're big Glee fans. You know, have you started a whole kind of Glee movement around the world? I mean, you know, music and Glee clubs, can't they, you know, just kind of unite the world? Have you contributed to that?
A year ago, I went back to Karachi, and this friend of mine who's an editor of a magazine. Now, when I go back, you know, I try to keep a low profile. I don't do interviews. I've done a few, very few in the last, you know, several years. And she said, oh, you have to have like a gathering of all these cliques. And she talked me into, you know, having this this event. And I went to this event, and they had 200-300, you know, mostly young people in there, teens and 20s, you know, all Pakistanis and all Glee big Glee fans. So people, you know, there are people who watch everything, you know, including Glee back home.
Well, I can only imagine that that there are plenty over there and here that really appreciate the work that you do. And we certainly appreciate you being here with us today on Worldviews and coming back to Norman to celebrate your alma mater and the international student population that we have here at the university. So thank you very much, Iqbal Teba, for being with us.
Thank you so much.